on Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Here's On The Pace.
Lazarus has raced up to Tiger Tara. Lazarus, Tiger Tara. Chicago Bull can't get there. Lazarus in front. Chicago Bull goes to second. But it's the great New Zealander, Lazarus. Lazarus has won the Inter Dominion.
Yes, and hopefully we'll be catching up with the man that used to put the polish on, Lazarus, Mark Purden, on the show today. A lot to get through. As Kev said, we'll be speaking with Ricky Alchin this morning, who won a Group 1 on Friday night at Redcliffe. He won the sales race with a Regulus, and it was a good win as well. Had to do a fair bit of work, a good aggressive drive by Ricky. Thought he was driving the best horse in the race, and he was. He went for home a fair way from home and was able to hold them all off in the concluding stages. So we'll speak with Ricky in just a moment. Mark Purden, he had a day out at the Jewels on Saturday. Adam Hamilton and I were trackside at Cambridge, bringing you all the action for Sky Racing. And it was a day out for Team All-Stars. Princess Tiffany, Enhance Your Calm, She's All Rock, another masterpiece. Eamon Maguire and Winterfell. Of course, great news for Australia with the She's All Rock becoming the first Australian to win. But it was also good to see the rest of Team Australia having a successful afternoon. We'll talk more about that pretty soon as well. James Rattray has got himself a very handy three-year-old in the name of Ignatius. Broke the track record at Penrith on Thursday night in a Breeders' Challenge heat, so we'll speak with him. And I thought we'd catch up with Blake Fitzpatrick this morning as well. He had a winner at Menangle on Saturday night, winner at Newcastle as well, and he's got a couple of runners in today at Menangle. And also on Saturday night in one of the feature events, he's got a couple of runners in the two-year-old trot. So I thought we'd speak with Blake as well. But first up this morning, we're going to have a chat to Ricky Alchin, who's enjoying some time away from home up in Queensland, where the weather is a bit warmer. And he's also enjoying some great performances on the track, and picked up a Group 1 on Friday night at Redcliffe with Regulus. And he's joining me on the show to have a chat about it. Morning, Ricky.
How are you, Greg?
Mate, really well. Everything's going well for you up there in Queensland.
Yeah, it is. It's very good, actually. Weather's good.
First Group 1?
Yep, first Group 1.
Must be happy with that.
Yeah, I was wrapped, actually. I mean, not very often things just fall into place. And, yeah, to come this far, it did. It fell into place. And, yeah, he went really good.
Was that the main reason for the trip away, or is this a trip that you normally do most years?
No, I've never done it before. I've been to Brisbane with horses other times, but never sort of this time of the year. Yeah, that was always the aim with that horse when he started to show a bit of ability. You know, he was paid up for Bathurst, so the owners sort of elected to go there with him as well. They enjoy Bathurst, which most people do, but yeah, this race was always his main aim.
Now, you drove him like he was the best horse in the race. You were able to kick away just before the turn, and he got a nice little break on them. I guess it would have been a nice feeling when you're able to get that big lead on the turn, and you would have been able to enjoy the fact that you were going to win your first Group 1.
Yeah, that's right. I thought he was the best horse in it. When in the series, Minute Montana, just off what I'd seen, I thought was the only horse that could beat him. And then when it was withdrawn, I was pretty confident. And yeah, when he did hit the front and broke clear, I was pretty confident nothing had run him down, and I was glad they didn't. It was very good.
Tell us a little bit about how you got him. I think you went through the sales ring up there for about $18,000. Obviously, the owner, he's had a lot of success in the past. Have you had horses for him before?
No, I've never had horses for Alfin Rosario. I've always known them. I actually ran second in the Seymour final tour 1 year with Abby's and Ace. They had the Arch Duchess, which was this horse's full sister. And sort of always seen him around, always seen him at Bathurst. They're lovely people. And Rosario, just around Christmas time, called me out of the blue and just said, look, we've got this little horse. You know, we don't know if he's any good. He seems to have good manners. Would you just be interested in taking him? And, you know, if you happen to win a race with him, we'd be over the moon. And, yeah, he hadn't done a lot when I got him. So, yeah, we didn't really know, you know, which way he was heading. But he's always, every time we've asked him, he's always stepped up. And, you know, I think he'll develop into a really nice three-year-old, this horse.
So what's the plans with him now? What are you looking to do with him for the rest of the prep?
Yeah, well, my plans have changed. I'm going to stay here in Queensland a bit longer. He's eligible for the Qbred series up here, which is in about 5 weeks, I think. So I'll leave him up here, and all the horses I've got up here at the moment will stay. But there's a Breeders' Crown Heat up here, which he's also eligible for. So I'd say, all being well, he'll have his next run in Breeders' Crown Heat at Albion Park, and then all roads will lead to the Qbred.
Okay, and so do you come home, or do you leave the horses up there with Summer?
Yeah, I will come home. I'll come home on the weekend. I've got Miss Hooligan. She'll be in the Redcliffe Oaks on Friday night, and then I'll go home. And Rick Hunt, he'll come up here for 10 days or a fortnight and, yeah, keep him ticking over.
Last time I had you on the show, we were talking about your very talented trotter, and we were working out what the plans were, whether he'd do his racing in Victoria or whether he'd be racing in Sydney. What's the latest?
Look, he'll be in Bendigo on Saturday night. He's now down in Melbourne for probably three more runs with Chris Venosio. I sent him down, and he raced good at Ballarat. He ran fourth and sat outside him Friday week ago. I was really happy with his run. But, yeah, just for travelling back and forward, and, you know, he's on a pretty heavy mark here in Sydney. So we've decided to leave him down there and let him race the best trotters down there for a month or so. And, yeah, so that's the plan with him.
What are your thoughts on his ability to handle Menangle? Obviously, we're talking about Tough Monarch. Will he be back to Menangle at some stage, or are you just a little bit worried about his ability to gallop there down the back straight?
No, he'll definitely be back. I'm not sure why he started doing that. I mean, even after last time we did, we trialled him and he trialled good. He'll definitely come back to Sydney, but, you know, he'll race probably most in Melbourne, Inner Dominion being his main aim. We'll just get through these couple of runs with him down there. Chris has had him, you know, nearly a fortnight now, and he seems very happy with him. I spoke to him yesterday, and I had a look at the noms for Bendigo, and he'll be competitive whatever he goes in down there. He's a pretty good horse.
All right. And how many horses did you take to Queensland for the trip?
There's six up here at the moment. He was the main aim, and we just got a couple of little horses, like Little Change and Nikki's horse down and out. Nikki's been up here. She's been up here. She went home on the weekend. Just have a bit of fun with, punch them around Redcliffe, and, you know, they've all picked up checks, and they've been racing well. And then I decided to bring Miss Hooligan up, which she's a horse I really, really like. She's got a lot of ability. So I thought I'd bring her up here and give her a crack at the Oaks races. And Jared has sent a two-year-old up that's Qbred as well. So I've got six horses. I'm pretty busy.
Miss Hooligan, after she comes home from Queensland, what's the plans?
Probably short spell.
Yep.
You know, she's got lots of ability, Greg. Mentally, she mightn't quite be there at this stage, you know, to take on the best of them. But I think one day she'll shape right up and be competitive in all the mares races.
All right. You're doing more training at the moment than you normally do compared to breaking, or is it pretty similar to what you're normally doing?
Doing more training. Probably got a better quality of horse around me at the moment, but Greg, I mean, when you're known as a horse breaker, it's taken a while to, you know, to break away from that a little bit. I mean, it is good, don't get me wrong, I enjoy doing it, but you know, you get a people see you as a horse breaker and not a trainer, so that's where you stay.
Yep.
Whereas, you know, I'm actually enjoying breaking away from it a little bit and, you know, having a bit of success with the racehorses, which, you know, hopefully it'll help attract more owners and, you know, who knows what'll happen.
Well, mate, congratulations on the Group 1. Obviously, you and your brother now both have Group 1s, so well done, and all the best of luck in the Oaks on Friday night, and I'll catch up with you on the weekend.
No worries. Thanks, Greg. I'd just like to thank everyone back at home, especially Rick Hunt, because these things wouldn't be possible without them. It's hard to go away and leave someone at home with a fairly big team of horses and keep things ticking over. So they've done a fantastic job.
Good as gold, mate. He is one of the best workers in the game. There's no doubt about that, Rick Hunt. Well done.
No doubt. Thank you.
There he is, Ricky Elchin, who won his first Group 1 with Regulus on Friday night at Redcliffe. There is a big show coming up in the gig tonight on Sky Racing 2 from 6 o'clock. Looking forward to being part of that. Ben Way, myself and Adam Hamilton. Now, Adam Hamilton is teasing. He's got some very big news tonight from 6 o'clock, so make sure you tune in for that. That will kick off the show, the big news. At this stage, not privy to what that is, so I can't give you any clues, but make sure you join us tonight from 6 o'clock on Sky Racing 2 on In The Gig. We've got some, obviously, a full recap of the duels, and Adam's got some news. We'll also catch up with David Martin from Harness Racing Victoria as well. Thursday night at Penrith, we saw a very, very smart three-year-old go round. Now, look, it's not the first time we've seen him. He is a very bright light on the scene, Ignatius. And about a month ago, we had Chris Barsby on In The Gig, and we were talking about horses to with the horses like Lazarus moving on, and all of the other horses that were heading off overseas. Who are the next generation of stars that are going to stamp themselves as the next generation that are going to attract the people to the sport? And Chris Barsby, to his credit, said Ignatius, he's the up and coming star, and with his performance on Thursday night, Chris looks to be right on the money. 153.6 in winning his Breeders' Challenge heat. And he was never on the track. He sat outside them throughout. James Rattray is his trainer driver, and Jimmy's joining me on the show to have a chat. Morning, James.
Morning, Greg.
Mate, Ignatius, he couldn't have been any more impressive last Thursday.
No, it was a pretty special performance. The times and the way he done it, pretty impressive.
Off the track, quarters of 28.7, 28.7, 27.9 and 28.8, and he just dashed away. When you asked him to extend, he found another gear. He looks to be getting better and better the older he gets.
Yeah, so he drew the second row there. I wanted to stay pretty close to Luke in case he tried to get a break on me, but he just felt great. Was always comfortable the whole race.
He's now had the 13 starts. He's won 12 of them. He's only tasted defeat once, and that was in a heat of the Breeders' Challenge. That was back in May of last year. Obviously, he's targeting the Breeders' Challenge as a three-year-old, so that's his short-term goal. What about after the Breeders' Challenge? Have you thought past that?
I've got to talk to Todd, but more than likely he'll just get ready for the Breeders' Crown down in Melbourne.
Yeah, and look, obviously, it's hard. It must be hard because every time the Rattrays get a nice horse, the comparisons with Bowtide come out, and you've obviously sat behind some nice horses here in Australia and overseas as well. But what sort of feel does he give you? Is, you know, when he runs 153.6 around a half mile track, he's got to be feeling like a motor car. Are you thinking that he can? You know, are you thinking that he's going to be a horse that's going to take you to Grand Circuit in 12, 18 months' time?
Yeah, all well and good. Like, he's just a great racehorse too. His recovery's unreal. He's just, he's got everything. I'm looking forward to getting him ready and preparing him for these races coming up, and, you know, hopefully we keep stepping up.
What's his biggest asset? Is it his toughness? Because you'd suggest the other night that he's super tough, but he's got high speed as well. It's probably hard to say what his biggest asset is.
Yeah, well, that's right. He's very fast. He's got real good gate speed. We haven't had to use it yet, but that's there if we need it. Very fast and very strong.
And the other thing is, he gets around a half mile track, as he's proved that. He likes Menangle as well, so he's the perfect horse because there's not too many things that he doesn't like.
No, that's right. Some don't handle the smaller tracks or the bigger tracks, but he's gone good on both. And he's a great pacer, really well gated, great attitude.
When do we see him next?
We'll just race him in the semi-finals in a few weeks. He he's been racing well, sort of spacing his runs out. And, he'll more than likely just have the semi-final and then hopefully into the final and then just preparing for the Breeders' Crown.
Okay, all right. I noticed that you've got Kept in Play in at Menangle this afternoon, only lightly raced. What's your opinion of Kept in Play?
Yeah, she's done a great job today. She's still a little immature. I think she'll just keep on improving. She ran second, having a hard trip the other day. Just pulled up well. That's why I'm running her again. And she's got the semi-finals as well.
All right. And Pasha Cutie, what did you make of its run the other day? Finished second and didn't do a bad job.
It was pretty good. He hasn't raced for a while. He would have needed the run. He's in again Saturday, but no, I'm pretty happy with the run.
All right. And Rykov Lees has been racing well. He's in the fast class on Saturday night. He's racing Match in Heaven and Bling It On, so he's going to know he's in a race, but the 2,300 metres should suit him.
Yeah, he's racing really well, and he's done a great job. He's won his couple of metros, and he's in the deep end right now, but he wasn't that far away last week, and I'm sure he won't be again.
Mate, the team's going extremely well. Congratulations with the performance of Ignatius last Thursday. Track record performance and good luck with him going through to the Breeders' Challenge and also the Breeders' Crown.
Thanks, Greg.
There he is, James Rattray, the trainer of Ignatius. Huge performance and was the talk of social media, that effort. We see track records, you know, every now and then, and in this industry, we see track records. Normally, horses get to the front and they run along and they do it impressively, but Ignatius sat outside them. And just when James lifted the reins, he just went into another gear, and he was very impressive. We might have a chat now with Mark Purden, who dominated Jules Day on a Saturday at Cambridge in New Zealand. A PB for the All-Stars, 6 Jules. They won in 6 with Princess Tiffany and Hampshire Calm, She's All Rock, which was great for Australia. Another masterpiece, Amon Maguire and Winterfell, and Mark Purden, who is off on a holiday today. So I do thank him for joining me this morning. He's joining us to have a chat about the Jules. Thank you very much for joining me, Mark.
Yeah, no problems, Rick.
Mate, first up, She's All Rock, a win for Australia. She just looks one right out of the box. She is something very special.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Greg. Yeah, I was really impressed with her. That just, you know, her run in the Oaks here was great. But Jules Day, she was just almost as if she was at another level. She just, the time she went, she could have, you know, probably gone a good second quicker.
Did she want to? Did she relax nicely for you, or was she? Did she want to over race? What were your thoughts on that?
She wasn't too bad. You know, that's part of her makeup. She's inclined to, you know, get on the Tui a little bit. So that's just part of her makeup. But, you know, she was feeling good, and she was very well on the day, and, you know, she just wanted to roll along.
There was some questions over where she would go after Saturday, and since the performance, we've heard that she's going to have a little break and stay with the All-Stars and now get ready for the Breeders' Crown. So that's good news for the stable, and obviously good news for all of her fans as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was quite surprised that the arrangements were prior to that, that she was going back to Mark Pitt, but Chris Ryder, her owner, had been in touch with Mark and just said, look, he'd like to make a final decision after the Jules. And after he spoke to me, he said, I'll be happier to give her a little break now and focus on the Breeders' Crown later, and, you know, later on.
Have you had anything to do with a filly with as much ability as her?
I've certainly had some very good fillies, but she's up there with the best of them.
Okay. What about some of the other horses that you won with on Saturday? Princess Tiffany, I know Nat drove it, but it looked very impressive winning the first race on Saturday.
Yeah. But she's proved to be the best filly all season. She's a really in a class of her own too, and she'll be coming across for the Breeders' Crown, and she'll take a lot of beating on picking in that.
Okay. The trotter Enhance Your Calm. Now, you drove Enhance Your Calm, and he looks pretty smart as well.
Yes, well, his form line's faultless too, Greg. So, he's just at Matamata Vets. I've just felt he's had a little a minor issue just annoying him, so he's just at Matamata Vets, and it'll be subject to what their findings are, whether we do bring him, but hopefully there's nothing too major, and he'll be on track to contest the Breeders' Crown also.
And great for Danny Zavitsanos to win his first Group 1. He's won over 500 races as an owner, but finally picked up a Group 1. So well done to Danny. Another masterpiece was very good in winning.
Yes, yeah, he's been a very good two-year-old all season as well, and capped off a great year for him. He sort of had the draw or the advantage of our other runners, and Tim was a heady drive. He took full advantage of that, and I think a winning move was going hard early and taking the front.
Is there much between another masterpiece and Jesse Duke?
Not really, Greg. I think it's just the fact more the runs they get. They've been the best two-year-olds here in New Zealand all season, and pretty well it's just been the run that determines the result.
All right. Will we see either of those over for the Breeders' Crown?
Possibly. Jesse Duke will certainly have a break. He's had a couple of trips to Auckland in the season, so he's had a long enough season. But, we're still deliberating over another masterpiece at this stage.
All right. What about Eamon Maguire? He goes towards the New Zealand Cup, does he?
Yes, he does. He'll have a six-week break, and that'll be his main focus. He hasn't been over-raced this season, so he should come back good and be a good cup horse next season.
All right, and Winterfell was the trot winner. He showed really good gate speed. There were some question marks whether he'd get crossed at the start. There were no question marks after they'd gone about 20 metres.
No, and look, just over the last 3 weeks, like, he's been trotting really solid, whereas his win prior to the duels, he looked pretty vulnerable at times that he could have made a mistake. So since then, we've made a couple of alterations with his shoeing, and leading into the duels, he was trotting really solid, and he felt terrific on the day.
Well, mate, congratulations. Another PB for the stable on the weekend. I know you're off on a break, so enjoy it, we'll see you over here for the Breeders' Crown.
Yep, look forward to that, Greg.
Thanks so Mark. Much. There he is, Mark Purden, boss of All Stars. He and Nat had a day out on Saturday. Mark won with Enhance Your Calm and Winterfell and She's All Rock. Nat drove Eamon Maguire and Princess Tiffany, and Tim drove another masterpiece. So they won six. They won more than $500,000 in prize money and stakes. There were nine races on the program, and they won six of them. So well done to them. Wanted to have a chat to Blake Fitzpatrick. Now, Blake does a fantastic job with his team, and to be able to split them up on Saturday night and have runners at Menangle and runners at Newcastle and be able to win races at both tracks is a feat. And he won with Empire Bay at Menangle on Saturday night, and I thought we'd get him on to have a chat about the performance, and Blake's joining us. Morning, Blake.
Good morning, Greg.
Mate, good to win races at two different tracks on Saturday night.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to win races anywhere, but a lot of work goes into it, and to win at both places is great.
Mate, Empire Bay, the horse has been knocking on the door and back in the winner's list.
Yeah, he really deserved that win on Saturday night, Greg. He's been racing really well, and his run the previous week when he ran second behind Red Hot Tooth was really good. So we thought he'd be a good chance, and he trotted really well.
What are the plans with him going forward?
Greg, he's just gone for a week off, and he's going to be set for the Trotters Carnival in Queensland through July. So his next run will be there on the 14th of July.
All right, Pat Stanley. Now, Pat Stanley's an interesting one. He was your winner at Newcastle. Now, he's got some really good form. He was the horse that finished second at Young behind Ignatius in the Young Derby. So he's obviously got a fair bit of ability.
Yeah, he's an underrated horse, Greg. I've got quite a good opinion of him. And he was first up on Saturday night. He won quite well, and all being well, we're going to set him for the Queensland Derby.
Queensland Derby. All right. So how many more runs will he need before he goes north?
He'll probably just have two more here in Sydney before heading up.
All right. So are you taking a big team up to Queensland, or what's the plans?
Majority of them probably will be trotters, Greg. But, at this stage, we're looking at taking three or four.
Okay. And I noticed that on Saturday night, you've got a couple going around in the last race, which is one of the feature events on the program. It's the babies in the 2 year old, Caligula and also Aurora Sunset. What can you tell us about those?
They're both horses with bright futures, Greg. Not a lot has gone right for them this preparation, but Caligula, he's actually a half brother to Winterfell that won the jewels on Saturday, but he's a horse that's been making mistakes at the start. But when he puts it all together, he'll be very hard to beat. And Aurora Sunset, she was a really good run in the Breeders' Challenge last start. She was unlucky not to have won. She's worked really well this week. So she's a nice filly that I think has got plenty of wins left in store.
All right. And when are you due back?
I'm back Sunday, Greg.
You're back Sunday. All right, mate. And I know that with the Breeders' Challenge just around the corner, you'll be looking forward to having a few runners as well. So, mate, all the best of luck and good luck with those trotters on Saturday night.
Thanks very much, Greg.
There he is, Blake Fitzpatrick. Couple of winners, one at Newcastle and one at Menangle. Yeah, just keep an eye on that talented three-year-old that he's got in the stable, Pat Stanley. He, of course, is the horse that ran second behind Ignatius. We were talking about Ignatius after his performance at Penrith. But that Pat Stanley was only narrowly beaten at Young, beaten about 3 metres. So he might be one to follow going forward. And as Blake said, he is now going to go towards the Queensland Derby. So that does wrap up the show. Make sure you join us again next Tuesday. We'll have another edition of On the Pace. It'll come your way at 10:30. And as mentioned, 6 o'clock tonight in the gig, Sky Racing 2, Ben Way, Adam Hamilton and myself. Adam has got some big news. He's keeping it under his hat. He won't tell us what it is, but it is big news, and it will kick off the show from 6 o'clock. So make sure you join us for that. And we've also got a chat with David Martin, the boss of Harness Racing Victoria, and we'll also have a full wrap-up of Jules Day from the weekend. So that wraps up another edition of On the Pace.